Well, we came here on Tuesday, and since we have been here, I think she has been... The only problem is that we pay for drugs, and the drugs are very expensive. And I believe that most people can die because of money issue.
He'll be 87 this year. He has picked up. We had to buy every single drug. We had to pay for oxygen. We had to provide a caregiver that was staying with him. I saw that when you come into the UNT, that you have to get somebody that will look after him with a far ordinary isolation center. Maybe because they were short-staffed.
The situation is a different scenario at the other three isolation centers in the state, as confirmed by some of the outpatients.
Well, I say that isolation centers are any good diagnostic center. The environment is very clean. There's 4 hours power supply. You get food morning, afternoon, and night. So there was nothing to worry about. All you expected was just to make sure you take the medication. And everything was free of charge. I was going to be moved to pack him and then come to the isolation center. So yes, give me some medication. Yes, I'm fine now.
Me celebrating them, they treated us so well. And I was also so impressed with the support from the government as well. Everything was working there. It was free of charge. And it seemed like they were just begging people to come and get well.
During one of the briefings by the Presidential Task Force on COVID-19, the DG NCDC, Dr. Chikwe Hekwazu, said the efforts of the federal government was to support and strengthen the state's response system to the pandemic.
All these resources, whatever they bring together, are being put into supporting the states across. We really want to leave them stronger out of this outbreak so that they are able to lead the health security response in each of their states.
The question is, 3 months down the line, since its establishment in May and accreditation in July, what can be done to make the center at UNTH function better? Dr. Christopher Chukwu is a chief medical officer and part of the COVID-19 management team at the center.
COVID-19 response, as directed by the NCDC, is state-based. If this center is fully funded, patients will be able to come in here and go out with the same experiences that they have all over the country.